The coronavirus pandemic wasn't the first financial challenge for Pine Manor College in Chestnut Hill, but it didn't help. Pine Manor announced yesterday that it will be forming an educational partnership with Boston College, with BC set to take on all of Pine Manor's assets and liabilities, and current Pine Manor students being taught out over the next 2 years. This is one of what is anticipated to be a number of changes, mergers, closings for small colleges and universities in the next few years. Joining us now is the president of Pine Manor College, Thomas O'Reilly. Tom, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you, Tiziana. Glad to be here.
And Tom, I should mention before we jump in, just so listeners know, I did serve as a faculty member at Boston College for a number of years. So, Tom, I want to start with the why. Why did Pine Manor College find itself in a situation where this kind of change was necessary?
Well, Tiziana, Pine Manor College has always had three things that it cared about deeply: our students, our people, and our mission. And we, like many not-for-profit organizations, we've always been financially fragile. And we've been very clear about that to our student community, our people community, our faculty and staff, the community we serve, and the public in general. And we always said that our goal was to make sure that we delivered the absolute best outcomes for our students, our people, and our mission. And that to do that, we're going to have to look at many different ways to see what was possible to have a pathway forward. And when the world changed so dramatically, it heightened the opportunity to look out and see what else could we do, what could be the next Pine Manor College version 2, and deliver in the same good way for students, the same good way for our people, and the same good way for the important mission we hold. So that's what happened.
So what made BC the right choice? What made this particular arrangement the right thing to do next?
Well, you know, over the years, I've talked to many college presidents and many other entities about what might make sense in order to best further the mission of Pine Manor College. And President Leahy and I have had conversations over the years about what the possibilities might be, as have a number of other folks. And here, the thing that was easy to hone in on is the shared set of values and the shared mission. You know, Boston College was founded as an immigrant college, a place where the first generation people of their time, of that time, went to college. It was a commuter school. It was a place where new immigrants got their first opportunity to step up. Today, that's what Pine Manor College is. It's a place where the traditionally underserved, traditionally underrepresented, have a chance to get in on the next opportunity in life. And what we found was that there was a deep connection on what that mission was all about for both of us. And it made it easy to talk about everything else. So
Tom,
it was a natural fit.
So, Tom, Pine Manor has focused extensively on low-income first-generation students. I know that in 2018, students of color and international students made up 93% of Pine Manor's enrollment. Are you worried, with BC being a private, fairly expensive institution, are you worried about that continuing?
Well, I'm not worried about it. What I see is opportunity. I mean, we can look at every situation and say, oh, my goodness, do I have to worry? Or we can say, oh, my goodness, look at that opportunity. And I think that's how we focus at it. You know, Boston College is only one of 20 universities in the country that takes a needs-blind approach to admissions. It lets in anyone for whom they believe they can be a good fit and serve. And what they're asking us to do, they looked at what working at Pine Manor College, and they saw the student success model that they said, wow, look what they are doing and look what's happening. What if we could bring ourselves together and be able to expand and accelerate that type of opportunity for young people? And that's what we've agreed to, that we're going to bring Pine Manor College through the institute that's been talked about, that's been articulated, to give Boston College this strength, this additional power in serving a traditionally underrepresented community. So I think good intentions, good people, lots of resources make it possible.
So let's talk about that a little bit more. I know you know that BC has had a number of well-known, well-reported episodes of some serious racial strife and student protest on the campus in the last few years. Does Pine Manor bring skill sets and abilities to BC that it didn't have before? And or are you concerned about BC institutionally having the skill sets it needs to serve the specific needs of Pine Manor students?
Well, I think that all of us with good intentions, all of us who come to the table trying to do the right thing, are open to hearing new and other ways to do it. I was totally impressed by President Leahy when all of his questions were about how does it work? How is it that you deliver on your mission? Why is it that you deliver on your mission? And he knew right away that finding another ally in the work that BC's already been trying to do would be tremendously helpful to expanding and accelerating that. So I think there's a will, and where there's a will, there's a way.
We're in the middle of a pandemic, and Pine Manor, through this arrangement, will be teaching out students for the next 2 years. As you start to think about the fall, how are you thinking about that? Are you looking exclusively at online classes? Are you planning to have students back on campus? Do you know yet?
I don't know that any college knows what the future holds in that regard. It's pretty amazing. It's a terrible situation to have such low visibility to the future. Every college in America is struggling with, can we open? How will we open? What will it look like? Well, I'll tell you this. Pine Manor College had no likelihood of being able to open in the fall before Boston College stepped in. And now we have a partner who says, what you do is important. We want to help you do it, and we're here to back you. So while I don't know exactly what the fall will look like, I do know that we'll be running classes and students will continue in their education. And that wasn't possible before Boston College stepped in.
Tom, what are you hearing from students and alumni about this?
I have never received so many letters, emails, phone calls of unexaggerated excitement about this. I have gotten messages from the leaders of the town of Brookline. This is the best thing we've seen. I've gotten calls from alums who I've never met who said this is a good thing. I've talked to students first thing this morning to say, what do you think? And they say, well, if you say it's good, I believe in you. They're such a terrific group of people. And I think it's the best we can give them. The faculty and staff are delighted. You know, so often in life, and especially in a time like this, in a major pandemic, when people are losing jobs left and right, where everything is being upended, we have a hugely powerful institution saying, what you're doing is important, and we want to keep it going. That is an incredible message. We don't want you to fail. We want to find a way to progress forward what you've been doing. I'm just amazed.
Tom, I know you're aware that there's a lot of concern about the health of small colleges and universities, and many of them serve the kinds of alums, the kinds of students that Pine Manor serves. What do you say to alums and first-time students, low-income students, who are saddened that this was a model that couldn't sustain in this marketplace for higher education?
Well, I think what colleges offer, every college is different. And I think that what's very important for every institution to do from the institution side is to make sure that they're really offering something unique and special. That's true for any type of business, organization, not-for-profit. If you're not filling an important need, then you're not going to see the outcomes that you want, and it's not going to be able to be something that you can go forward with on your own. I think in the case of Pine Manor College, we were able to show folks that we were doing something very special and we were very successful at it, so it was worth investing in. I think that what we all have to do is take stock that life will continue to change and evolve. And what those of us in education have to do is make sure that young people know that what we're trying to do is prepare them for life, not just for tomorrow, but for life. And if we do the right things and give them the right skills, they will weather through it all and they will be successful. You know, life is not always a bowl of cherries and everything good comes by. What we have to do is know how to proceed in a way that's successful, even when things go bad. You know, my team at the college know that I often quote what we jokingly refer to as a famous Latin rapper. His name was Cicero. And Cicero, in defending the new way that people were educating. The Romans and the Greeks were coming together, and the Greeks had this idea of liberal education, and the Romans had this idea of functional education. And Cicero, in defending the liberal education, said, these pursuits, meaning the pursuit of education, these pursuits nourish youth, delight old age, embellish prosperity, afford a refuge and a comfort in adversity. Well, if those of us who are in education, particularly higher education, are doing our job, that's what will happen. Our young people will be prepared for adversity. They'll be prepared for the enjoyments that come their way. They'll grow and they'll strengthen and be able to weather the ups and downs of life. Most people I know don't have smooth sailing every day.
That's a strong point. And that's Tom O'Reilly, president of Pine Manor College. Tom, thanks for the time today.
Thank you, Tiziana. Always good to talk to you.
You too, Tom. Listening into that conversation was WBUR Edify reporter Max Larkin. Max, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Tiziana.
So let me just start with thoughts and reactions to what you just heard from Tom O'Reilly.
I think you heard a characteristic candor that belongs to both President O'Reilly and the institution. So he said, we had no likelihood of being open in the fall. In other words, we were sunk by coronavirus mainly, if this kind of life raft doesn't come in. They always kind of wore that financial fragility he mentioned on their collective sleeve. But then again, they have this vivid sense of mission. And I think you got that too, you know, this sort of close support, intimacy, familiarity with students, a little tight-knit community of students who are often, you know, the first in their family to go to college. But I guess my...
Max, Tom, well, I just want to ask, because the pandemic closed them, but Tom was clear at the beginning of that conversation that there'd been a longer-term financial health issue there, right?
Yeah, I think you have to think of Pine Manor as kind of an underdog college, Tiziana. For most of their century plus of existence, it was a white women's college offering two-year degrees, not exclusively, but predominantly. And then by the 1990s, that model just didn't make a ton of sense, I think, to the consumer of higher ed, namely the applicant, and enrollment crashes. So they make this pivot, both in the name of business and in the name of mission. They're going to serve kids who've been left out of higher education, like first-generation students. They go co-ed. But all throughout, enrollment was really, really low. You've got a few hundred students, and many of those might leave mid-year for work or family reasons. They might drop out. They might transfer out. And yet, Pine Manor seemed to be figuring it out a little bit. They sold off a bit of their campus sort of famously to no less a buyer than Tom Brady, back when he was a Patriot still living in Brookline. And they started to recruit nationally and they built up alternative revenue streams. They had a childcare program, they had wedding rentals. And so they were doing okay, but the pandemic meant that all those little short-term ingenuities finally got swamped under the long-term structural issues they've been facing.
Max, they had valuable land and a valuable location, and also the other assets that you talked about. What do you make of BC's interest in the school and those various assets?
Yeah, I think there is part of this that you have to say is a land deal. Pine Manor has this lovely campus with a mansion on it, trees. It's about a mile and a half from the center of BC's campus. And so this is a chance to expand. You've already got academic buildings on the site. But I think there's something to this idea of Pine Manor being, you know, finding version 2.0 with BC, which has always served at least some share of students who are, you know, left out, you know, was Catholic immigrants a while ago. And now they think they do quite well with Pell eligible students who are low income. I think just a lot of this depends, Tiziana, on the good faith of BC. You know, are staff going to come over? Will there be room for, Pine Manor's mission to express itself institutionally? We don't really have concrete details on the nature of the deal and how it will play out over the next 2 years.
In our last minute or so, Max, prior to the pandemic, we had talked a lot about small liberal arts colleges being at risk of closing. Obviously, the pandemic creates greater financial risk for all kinds of institutions. Are you expecting this to be the beginning of more of these kinds of closings and mergers?
Yeah, it's been now 2 years since Mount Ida College closed in Newton, and that gave whiplash to students and staff and state regulators. And all the forces that made that happen are still out there affecting colleges in different ways. Long-term enrollment decline, changing wishes for families. But the virus seems almost tailor-made to strain those colleges, particularly small colleges, even further. I think it's really hard to predict what colleges may close and why. It's a really diverse system, but I don't think anyone would be surprised if there's trouble ahead in this sector. The hope is only that other schools find a solution that's at least as good as the one that Pine Manor has found here with BC.
Well, Max, we're going to continue to watch your reporting on that. That's Max Larkin, WBUR Edify reporter. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Tiziana.